Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, June 26th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, last-minute July 4th getaway bargains and more reasons to know your credit score. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
If you've been putting off arranging for your July 4th getaway, Travelocity is here to help. While airfares and hotel prices have risen nationwide, there are some places that have bucked the trend, according to Travelocity's Courtney Scott.
8 out of the 10 most popular destinations are actually less expensive to travel to than the national average, which is about $402 for a round-trip flight.
And which are those most popular hotspots?
New York City is number one on the list. Los Angeles is at number two. Popular family destination Orlando, Florida came in at number three.
Keep in mind that prices for lodging in certain cities are reasonable for procrastinators.
There are still many hotel rates that you can find under $150 to popular summer destinations like Las Vegas, Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, Texas.
And if you are looking to leave the country, the costs of international hotels have actually fallen this year. After the break, keeping an eye on your credit score.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Yesterday, we reviewed some of the common reasons you want to know about your credit score. Credit.com's Adam Levin discusses some of the other ones that may surprise you.
Too many people only check their credit scores when a life event requires them to apply for credit. But here are six situations where having a good score and knowing where you stand can help you more than you imagine. You're starting college. You don't need good credit to qualify for federal student loans, but if you want to rent an apartment or get a car loan either before or after graduation, your credit score will probably prove more important than your GPA. You're expecting a child. Few events have the impact on your financial life as having a child. You've got 18 years of bills coming at you, and you better be ready for it. What if he needs braces? Or maybe she's accepted to an expensive school. You may need a loan, and knowing your credit score will come in handy. You've been to the ER. Medical billing problems are common, and some patients don't even know a bill has slipped through the cracks until it shows up as a collection account on their credit. You were a victim of a data breach. If your personal information has been compromised, you'll want to pay careful attention to your credit both shortly after the breach and for several years thereafter. Just because no one's hijacked your bank account in the short run doesn't mean you're in the clear. You're worried about an identity theft. If you accidentally clicked on a suspicious link in an email, got a collection call, lost your wallet, or have any reason to suspect your personal information's been compromised, a sudden, unexplained drop in your credit score may well be an early warning signal that you're a victim. I'm Adam Levin. Come to Credit.com and take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.